Going back to Kazayas, talking about the halacha of the ma'aseh of Kazayas spread over the next 2 days. So Kazayas is a little, taking what we said yesterday, the definition of a revius. So we said a revius is an egg and a half. And a Kazayas, there's two opinions how large a Kazayas is. One opinion is it's a half of a kebaya. So if a revius is one and a half kebaya, and the Kazayas is a half a kebaya, so it's one third of a revius. So based on the calculations which we said yesterday, we would take those numbers, 2.9, 3.3, 4.4, and 5.1, divide them in third, by a third, and that would be the volume of your kazayas. That would be the simple way to approach it. Now, we did point out that this is only for mitzvahs deraisa, which were machra, and we said that the size of a kazayas is a half of a kebaya. There's another opinion which says the size of a kazayas is a third of a kebaya. Again, theoretically, we would take those numbers, and that we would then divide it according to the correct proportion, and we figured out what the number would be. However, there's a second issue which we want to address. We pointed out that there's this idea that we're concerned about, the idea that the kebayim got larger, is only when we're dealing with the mitzvah deraisa. We're willing with mitzvah derabanan. We're not machmer this concern of that the bayim got where nowadays are too small and we have to double the amount. We're also not machmer according to Mishabura on the kazayas being a half of a kebaya. We assume the kazayas is a third of a kebaya. So we're going to end up with two kulas when we work backwards. So according to Rav Mechaim Noah, which he works with, that there's no issue the kebayim are the right size, and those are the size of the kebayim. So then for mitzvah deraisa, we will take the size, which he says, of a revius and divide it in a third. For mitzvah derabanan, we'll divide it in, according to the correct proportion to figure out how it'll be the relationship of it goes up to 12, so I don't remember the exact number. What the number is, it would be that it would be the correct amount for a third of a kebaya. However, according to the Chazon Ish, which says the larger number, that's assuming that with the 5.1 ounces, that's assuming that you're doubling your kebaya. So you're going to take half of that and then take half of that, number one, not that size, but a half of that size. And then you're going to then work it down into, instead of saying a third of that amount, but give me 1 second. So one third, one half is 3/6, 9/6. This would be, there'll be 2/9 of that amount. So it's going to be much smaller size that you're dealing with. There's a third argument which we'll talk about halacha l'maaseh tomorrow. We have an issue of how do we figure this out? We're going from volume into a piece of matzah. So how do you figure this out? We have amount of fluid ounces. It's not weight. It's volume. So there's going to be three approaches how to deal with this issue. Number one is where the Chazon Ish dealt with it. He took matzah, ground it up into flour, and packed it into a container of that size. Then you figure out how much matzah you had to grind to get that size. Now that does not give you the exact same amount of airspace which you have in your matzah. What's the law with regards to airspace in the matzah? The law is that small airspaces in the matzah do count towards the volume. Large air bubbles do not, but small airspaces do count towards the volume. So once you grind it into flour and you pack it into your little container, it's not exactly the same amount of airspace. The second is that they came up with an idea of plasticizing your matzah and trying to do the displacement of water, which would be the correct way of doing it. You don't want to waterlog your matzah, obviously, but once you can find a way to plasticize your matzah and not add any volume, you do that. And the third option is going by weight. Now, weight is not really correct because the weight of the amount of ounces is the weight of water, and we're dealing with the weight of matzah, which is not the same amount. So we'll talk about the actual practical lemaisa, how large your matzah is going to be and what weight it would be if you use weight. We'll talk about Hashem tomorrow.